This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. "Now I have something I can give everybody." What Lincoln had to give was germs. He returned from his November 19th address at Gettysburg with a mild form of smallpox called varioloid. Now, office seekers and congressional factions and a wide array of citizens were always wanting something from Lincoln. It bothered him that he could not give something to everyone, and so he quipped that now he could give everyone his contagious illness. Instead, of course, he was quarantined for 3 weeks. What Lincoln really gave everybody almost all the time was humor, his jokes. What was contagious about Lincoln was his laughter. Once, for example, he gleefully hosted a wedding reception for the performer in general, Tom Thumb. He thoroughly enjoyed bending down his 6-foot-4-inch frame to talk, gravely it is said, with the 3-foot-4-inch Tom Thumb. When he grew his beard in response to a young New York State girl's letter, he quipped that folks might say old Abe was putting on hairs. One night he himself was the object of humor. He dropped in late on his young assistants, Nikolai and Hay, laughing at a funny poem he had just read and standing there in his short nightshirt with his long legs sticking out, looked, Hay wrote, just like an ostrich. Now, when people were first getting to know about Lincoln after he was elected president, one historian says, what puzzled them the most was his highly unpresidential habit of regaling guests with jokes and anecdotes, so that his face lit up at punchlines, his high-pitched laughter ringing in the halls. He might punctuate a story with a hearty slap on his thigh or rock with mirth, reaching out his long arms to draw his knees almost up to his face. Becoming president was, of course, a new thing to him. It reminded him, he said, of the old Irishman who had trouble getting his new boots on, saying, "I shall never get them on till I wear them a day or two." Humor is a spiritual creation. It dwells only in the human mind and heart and between people and no place else. There's nothing funny in nature, time, or space itself. The New York Times recently said that humor in a president is a sign of intelligence. Humor expands the common ground of community. For example, Ronald Reagan, just after being shot, quipped with the hospital doctors, "Tell me you are all Republicans." The surgeon, a Democrat, said, "Today, we are all Republicans." Lincoln's taste in humor was rustic and political. His favorite comedians, Artemus Ward and Petroleum V. Nesby, were as partisan as Stephen Colbert or Jon Stewart or Jimmy Kimmel. One literary critic said that his humor was homespun, Western, and it relieved his melancholy. His partner, Billy Herndon, said that Lincoln was many things. He was curious and amusing, august and noble. What is most spiritual about humor is found in that one word, light. Light is religion's ultimate goal, to live by the light of God, to respond to the flames of freedom in Moses' burning bush, to reverence the eternal flame inside each and every soul, and to be lighthearted, to have not just tears in our eyes, but light as well. When Lincoln laughed, his face lit up, and so did those around him, except for Secretary of War Stanton, who just couldn't take all this humor. Part of Lincoln's enlightenment is that he could see himself as others saw him. "If I were two-faced, madam, do you think I'd be wearing this one?" Lincoln survived partly because he knew how to laugh. We are the laughing animal, and Lincoln is the president who laughs with us, says one historian. So in such lightness of heart, like Lincoln's, we too can be lighted down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.